Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, ladies. How are we today?
Doing pretty good there. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
Fantastic. What's up, party people?
Yeah, we're all doing great. Outstanding. Well, we have a guest today that is a detective, Melissa.
She is recently.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Her way up to aggravated assault.
Yes.
You want to let everybody know who you are?
Yes. So I'm Ann O'Neill. I've been with Newport News for the last 5 years, and I'm an aggravated assault detective with our major crimes division as of May this year.
So recently moved to the aggravated assault unit, which is located out of headquarters.
Yes.
Yes. But interestingly enough, your police career did not start here.
No, it did not.
Can you take us back in history?
Yes, I can take you back to... let's see, it was March of 2014, and I was hired with the Portsmouth Police Department, and I was with Portsmouth for about 5.5 years before making the leap and coming over to Newport News.
Okay, and what did you do while you were there?
So I did a number of things. I actually had a very fruitful career with my time there. So I started my career out on midnights. They do 12-hour shifts over there, so I did midnights, and then I went to the street crimes unit, which is attached to their special investigations division. It's similar to our street teams for our narcotics units. And then while I was over there, I additionally had collateral duties such as a hostage negotiator as well as field evidence technician. And then I decided that I wanted to moved to a department that would better set me up for success and decided to come over to Newport News.
Wow.
Decided. Did you have a little help with that decision? I feel like there was somebody that was kind of championing Newport News for you. Who was that?
I wouldn't say it was a push or a nudge, but, you know, Matt Crutcher, Corporal Crutcher, was speaking so many great things about this organization that it really piqued my interest. I had already decided that I was going to leave Portsmouth, but I didn't want to make an impulsive decision and switch to, you know, one department or the other. I really wanted to choose a department that I plan to stay with the rest of my career.
Was Corporal Crutcher, previously with the same agency you were in?
Yeah, he was actually our canine sergeant.
Okay, so he made the quote-unquote leap first.
Yes.
And then he told you about it and how much he enjoyed it, and then you followed.
Yep.
I mean, that is a big, big step, a big leap, if you will. I mean, it had to be a little nerve-wracking.
It was a little nerve-wracking. I think it was more exciting than anything. Turning over a new leaf, going to a new agency, and just... genuinely, like, I'm so happy with my move to Newport News. I'm very happy that I chose this organization to go to. And, you know, the last we're coming up on 5.5 years has blown by. It's really amazing.
And so you come to Newport News, Virginia. You start your career here. Do you go to the academy? Do you simply move on with a field training officer? How does that work?
So as a lateral officer, because obviously in Portsmouth, there's high volume of calls for service. You do get a lot of experience, but Newport News wanted me to get experience as to how Newport News handles certain things like paperwork, clerical things, city ordinances, things of that nature. So I did an abbreviated field training, and I was in field training for about a month, maybe 5 weeks, and then I was released into independent patrol for South Precinct.
It was that quick?
Yeah.
Wow. And you, no regrets?
None.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm very happy. Like, you won't find a bigger hype person for the Newport News Police Department.
Yeah, you love it.
I genuinely mean it. Like, I've had so many unique opportunities here. I've had the opportunity to work under some really amazing supervision and work with some fantastic people. I'm happy with my move here.
Wow. That is amazing. And you have, Melissa, have you worked with, you have, yes?
We did, yes, okay. We did. When I did about a year in South,
mm-hmm.
I think we got to work together in South Precinct, and breath of fresh air. She's one of those first one there, last one to leave type folks.
Wow.
She was great to work with.
So you've been in 11 years. If I understand correctly, your pops was military.
Yes.
Now, did he retire from the service?
Yes. So he did 22 years in the Air Force, retired here locally at Langley. And then my mother was with Newport News Public Schools for over 20 years.
So did your father and mother travel the world with you and brought you here eventually? How'd that work out?
Yes, both with and without me. So
with and without you.
They were married for about 7 years before they decided that they wanted to have me.
Okay, right. A gift.
Yeah, you know. And so they were in Turkey prior to moving to Germany, and then I was born in Germany.
Okay. Wow. So you were born in Germany.
Yeah.
Born in Italy, born in Hawaii. That's right.
Oh, look at that.
How about them apples? Right.
Yeah.
So you have 11 years in the police department. You're enjoying everything like thoroughly. What are you looking at for the future?
So as far as the future goes, I had put in a package to join the TOU crisis negotiator team.
Okay. TOU stands for?
Tactical Operations Unit.
Right. Test. Okay.
Test number one.
Check.
Got that one right.
So I'm in the process of doing that. I also have aspirations to go to homicide, as well as climb the ladder as far as being a supervisor goes.
Right. And aggravated assault really is the next step to homicide, is the step, sorry, previous to homicide, because you're dealing with very, very violent crimes.
Well, and most of them are just unsuccessful homicides.
Mm.
You know, if you really think about it, the level of work and the style of investigations that we do, you know, working with victims, it is the natural progression to homicide as far as investigations
go. So it's very laborious investigations. The difference is that in the form of a shooting, if you will, that we don't have a homicide. We have somebody that has been injured by a bullet.
Correct.
Or multiple bullets. And so you're using the same investigative techniques?
Yes.
To get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Just as far as, you know, interviews go, as well as utilizing, you know, our real-time crime center, technology that we have available at our disposal, a number of different things.
Okay. And do you do anything peripherally within the agency? Are you an instructor? Do you do any of those things?
So I'm a general instructor. I'm also a CIT instructor. And I recently completed driving my driver instructorship as well.
Okay. So you stay busy.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy teaching quite a bit?
I do, because I've always felt that it's important to leave the world better than you found it. So if I come to an organization or if I come to a group or a team, I want to leave it better than how I found it. And being able to model future officers after how I believe officers should be is important to me. So that's why I was also a field training officer prior to going to investigations.
So in a 10-year career between both agencies, you've done a lot of things.
Yes.
You've stayed very busy.
I've been very fortunate with my career to be able to do so many different things.
Well, I'm a firm believer that fortune comes through hard work. Sometimes we make our own oftentimes make our own fortune.
She definitely does that.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, she definitely does that.
So staying that busy, right? It's stressful. I mean, you're talking about teaching. That's one of the most stressful things you can do. What do you do to decompress? How do you relax? How do you get away from things?
So I really, within the last 2 years, have rediscovered my love of reading. So I really enjoy reading. That's how I like to decompress and unwind after work. Another form of relaxation for me is cooking. And going out to eat. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but fine dining is, you know, enjoyable for me. Food is enjoyable for me. And sharing a meal, there's something about it that's almost cathartic. You know, the ritual of going and sitting down and talking about your day and talking to the person that you're sharing the meal with is just really special.
Right. And we had a guest, Melissa, that was on with us 17th episode. Does that sound right? Also somebody who enjoyed fine dining.
Yes.
And you know her.
Yes.
Kelly Wells. And y'all dine together occasionally.
We love Kelly. Yeah, she's the best. So we really enjoy going out and, you know, sharing a meal together, catching up, because life does get busy. It does get hectic. And setting aside that time to spend with your friends and your loved ones is really important, especially in this type of career.
Right. To step away and enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Now you have a connection to food that's a little bit different from a family member, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Talk to the folks. Tell them what he does.
So my dad, when he retired from the Air Force, he actually went to Johnson & Wales when they had a Norfolk campus here in Norfolk, Virginia. And he got to do a lot of really cool, unique things. He was on the hot food team, so he got to competitively cook against other teams. I believe it included like the Culinary Institute of America and some other teams. Additionally, he went on to cook at the Inn at Little Washington, which is Virginia's only Michelin star restaurant. It has 3 Michelin stars. So dad is super accomplished as far as a chef goes. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a favorite meal that dad makes for you?
Oh,
all of them?
Yeah, they're all fantastic, and they all have like these really like fantastic qualities to them. I think that the most sentimental one for me is chicken piccata, because it was the first dish that he taught me how to make. Oh, so wow. Every time I make sweet. It like reminds me oh. of him and like him teaching me how to make it.
Yeah. And food does, when we think of certain foods from our past, it does bring back memories.
Yeah.
You know, where we were I remember the first meal that my wife and I had when we went out, you mm-hmm. know, where it was. You know, there's memories that are attached to good right. food, you know, and even the smells of food bring back memories.
Yeah, your olfactory senses are some of your strongest senses. It's yeah. what brings back like the nostalgia of things is if you can go someplace and smell something and it takes you right back to that moment.
Yeah. For me, when my wife and I went to Italy in 2023, I remember we went to Naples. Naples is where I'm from, where I was born. And we specifically went to a restaurant that was located near my grandmother's house. And then after, we actually went down the street where my grandmother lived. I wanted to show my wife. And I remember passing a pastry shop and smelling the cornetti is what it is. It's like, I guess the French would call it a croissant. And I was a kid again. I was literally like a kid again, holding my grandpa's hand, walking through the streets of Naples on the cobblestone roads. Mm-hmm. I relive that moment from the smell of the food. Unbelievable what it does for us. Yeah, incredible.
What's your favorite dish that you had growing up?
So, oh gosh, that's such a difficult question for me.
Yeah.
But I love, like the people would say, you think of all these elaborate dishes. For me, one of my favorite dishes ever growing up that my mom made was called paste patate. And my mother is from Naples, Italy. It is, especially when she was growing up, it's not a place that's filled with wealth. There was a lot of poverty there. So they made what they could with what they had. And one of the dishes that they make is a very simple dish with potatoes and pasta. They use a little bit of parsley, and they used what they had to make it. But the ingredients are very super simple. They're very few, but when they're combined and they're done right, it is one of the most delicious. It has a little kind of little tomatoes in it. It's unreal. That was kind of my favorite. It's that comfort food.
Yes.
for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, for me, it's not a rich man's dish. It's just so simple.
It's the mm-hmm. it's the dish that feeds your soul.
Mm. It feeds your soul.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you consider yourself officially a foodie?
Absolutely.
And you're proud of it seems.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow. I actually have a group chat with some of my friends called
oh, wow, do you?
You gotta tell the folks what it's called.
It's called the Big Back Chat. Okay. And we talk about our Big Back activities.
Okay.
To include, you know, recipes that we tried out. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, you better believe the group chat was popping with everybody's different dish.
So you share recipes and things like
that? Share recipes, or even like if there's like a social media post about a restaurant locally, we'll share that.
Wow.
So
you're serious.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Proper
Sounds good.
Foodie.
Proper foodie. All right. So what's some of the most interesting subjects you teach and why?
So one of the most valuable subjects that I teach is CIT, And the reason why it's important to me, and I believe it's important for our officers to be learning it, is it can assist with de-escalation. It can help you build rapport and build relationships with our community members who might be in crisis or who are mental health subscribers. And I think that that's important. It's your way of being able to advocate for people who need help the most, right, in my experience. And also, too, it's tangible skills as far as active listening and being able to effectively communicate with, you know, people who are in crisis who need our intervention.
Right. And CIT stands for?
Crisis Intervention Team.
There it is.
Yeah. Words are hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And am I correct in that one of your favorite topics is leadership?
Yes.
You're a fan.
Yeah.
A big fan. Any particular leader that you really, truly admire, or a book or anything that you really focused on as a youngster that kind of guided you in the direction where you're currently at?
You know, I've been very fortunate in my career over the last 10 years, 10 plus years, of having some really remarkable frontline supervisors. And as far as leadership goes, you know, I can think of, you know, Mike Lacone. He was really my first sergeant when I came into police work. And he really advocated for me to further my education as far as law enforcement goes, go to trainings, and become the best version or best officer that I could be. And I'll forever be grateful. In fact, there's, you know, numerous things that he did when we were on the street that, if and when I have the opportunity to be a police officer, or not a police officer, but a supervisor, I would implement those things.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's who you aspire to be as far as a leader.
Yeah.
Set a good example.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And there's multiple other, you know, supervisors that I've had since coming here. My current supervisor, JJ Thompson, is a fantastic supervisor. I had him as who's the last supervisor I had on South day shift, mm-hmm, before going to Ag Assault, and we've come full circle. Yeah. So now he's my supervisor. Yeah. Now.
And it brings up an interesting point. We often talk about, when we say leaders and excellent leaders, you know, we think of the Colin Powells of the world and so forth and so on. And true, they are. But the bottom line is we have so many local leaders that are outstanding, homegrown leaders that really do an incredible job. And you came from another agency, so you got to see leadership on one side of the water, and now you're getting experience on another. You know, so you can identify good leadership when you see it and you hear it.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, I didn't make a fast, quick decision to come to Newport News. I shopped around. I looked around at other agencies. I really took a look at what their communities were like. You know, did their community members support those organizations? And, you know, Newport News is really unique in the sense that we have such a great relationship with our citizens.
Right.
And that was a huge, like, swaying factor for me to choose Newport News over other agencies.
I'll tell you, you are a recruiting poster when it comes to when it comes to talking about the community, because you're absolutely right. And I will tell you, having been here a while, that has come to fruition over time,
right,
and the building of trust,
yes,
by following through on the things we say we're going to get done. And we've had incredible leadership in this department from the top on down. But you're right. In my opinion, the most influential leader that exists in any organization is the first line leader. Mm-hmm. That's where that is who the officer sees the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for that reason that we have to be exceptional frontline leaders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Matt, are we ready for some rapid-fire questions, my friend?
I think we can do it.
All right, Melissa, it's all yours. Question number one. Here we go. Are you ready?
I don't want number one.
All right, can I do number one?
Yes, you do number one.
All right, sounds good. You ready, ma'am?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Favorite video game of all time?
Oh, man. I forgot that I had talked to Matt, and I told him I play video games. I'm really, really so I love Diablo. It's probably like my favorite like genre of game. But Diablo 4 right now, I'm really, really enjoying. I probably have put on a couple hundred hours on it.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah. When we asked what you did to unwind.
Yeah, well, that's, so that's a.
Is it a little unwinding?
Well, that's an activity that my boyfriend and I do. So when we, that's like a way that we spend quality time together.
Oh, nice.
So, nice. So far we've probably put a, like together, jointly have put together, you know, numerous different characters. I've played everything from a druid to a necromancer. Sorcerer,
wow, you really know it.
Yeah, barbarian. Yeah, you name it, I played it. So I really, really enjoy Diablo 4.
And nice. You do it together.
Yeah, we do
Which
it
matters.
Together.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
Then when he's out of town, I do it without him.
There you go. Listen, move your feet, lose your seat. The
exactly.
game still plays, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Question number two. That's yours.
This one. Okay. Italian, Mexican, or Asian food?
Oh, man. My big bag can't choose. I like them all. There's certain things, like certain dishes that, you know, I really, really love in each of them. And sometimes it's nice to, you know, do fusion dishes
Those
where
fusion
you
dishes.
Have like the flavors of, you know, a Mexican dish with, you know, something Asian,
yep.
you know?
I think I already know your answer for
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, I'm boring Italian. You know me. Yep. Question number three, shall we? Which do you prefer, standard time, gets lighter earlier, or daylight savings time stays lighter later?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
I like it when we don't do either daylight savings time. Yeah, I think probably the happiest I've ever been was when I was in Costa Rica, and apparently in Costa Rica, there's only a 45-minute difference between the time their sun sets annually, so they don't participate in daylight savings time.
Doesn't affect okay. them because of where they are on the
yeah.
globe.
Perfect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now that's an answer.
Longer light. I need longer light.
Longer
yes.
light.
These
okay.
these 4:30, 4:45 sundown yeah. days. Oh my
yeah.
god!
Makes me tired.
Totally exhausted. All yes, right. makes me sleepy. Favorite type of book: fiction or nonfiction?
Definitely nonfiction.
Like to learn when you read.
Oh, I'm sorry. Definitely fiction. Sorry.
Fiction.
Yeah, no, I'm a fiction person. When I'm reading,
get away.
I'm traveling to a
there
far destination.
So it's nice. Transporting you vicariously.
Yes.
Fair enough,
nice.
Melissa.
Fiction.
Okay.
If I'm going to read.
Yep. I am a boring guy, nonfiction. I love a good leadership book. Oh, boy. All right. Question number five, final question. For a long trip, would you prefer to travel by car, bus, train, or plane?
Bus, train, or plane. Oh, man. So I guess it kind of depends. If we're talking long trip to another country, we're definitely flying.
Okay.
We are not doing that in a car or a train or a bus okay. or a plane, or we're doing it in a plane. But I go to Kentucky every year on vacation, and we drive, and it's about a 10-hour drive, and we throw on our favorite podcast, and we go and we
yeah.
take that drive.
Yeah, I agree. I love driving. I yeah. love the fact that I have control of the car in the sense that if I want to stop, I stop. If I want to find a restaurant, we eat. You know, if I need to use a restroom, we pull off the restroom. You have control. You get on a plane, you're there for until you get there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But obviously, if you're going to Europe, you're going to take a plane. It wouldn't be wise to drive, you
yeah.
know, unless you have a submarine.
Yeah.
Anyways,
no.
It's been a pleasure. It really
yeah,
has.
It was really nice talking to you guys yeah. and participating in this.
Yeah. It's not so bad, right?
No, it's not bad at all. And I think that it is, there's something to be said. There's definitely a value in having a podcast where our listeners and our viewers can get an idea of what it's like being a police officer, but also humanizing the badge, having them understand that, you know, we're people, and maybe seeing somebody up there that, you know, represents them or that they can identify with and say, maybe I can do law enforcement as a career.
That is the goal.
That
we
is.
Are always hiring.
Yeah. And the truth be known, Melissa and I have a good time doing it. We're
yeah.
very blessed to meet some super fascinating people. And the more we do these, the more we find out that the more we realize the more similar we are.
Things that we have in common
yeah.
are.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We all have a purpose. We want to do the right thing, and we want to serve the community to the best of our ability. And we want to leave it, like you, like some have said, that have come here, better than when we got here.
Absolutely.
We want to leave it better than when we got here. All right, it's an absolute pleasure. Melissa, we're on a bunch of different platforms, are we not?
Spotify, Apple,
YouTube,
Google.
That's right. It's a contest on who can say the most here. Okay. Well, listen, folks, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Take care. Be safe. Cheers.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Unit 38, this is 21, attack 36. Copy, I just want to